Oh, hell yeah. It feels good, ladies and gentlemen. We are back once again with some more music video talk on, man, we've been around forever, and we sure do like doing this.
Sure do.
That guy's name is Clarkson.
Hi.
My name is Jim, and when we come together, we are the Film Thugs. I love hitting that post more than anything in the fucking world. It feels good, doesn't it?
It do.
It does. Now, so we're still going a little different with our views this week. We're talking about videos again. But
yeah, and you can thank Hunter Deusing for this.
Yeah, yeah. We would have done some of the actual albums he recommended, but we went back to one that we could stand. So yeah,
correct.
But here's the thing: even anything beyond this, I think I would probably have the same comment on compared to the other stuff. But we'll get to that in a second. Finished Wednesday, really dug it.
Yeah.
Thought they nailed it. It was perfect Tim Burton, and it worked.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, this will tie into what we're about to talk about. You've seen Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No.
No? Okay, it's great.
I hear.
What it is, it's multiverse, but all of the multiverses, is like, some are really close because they're based off of minor decisions.
Uh-huh.
Some are huge because it's, you know, huge decisions and
yeah,
bigger ripples. But it's weird to think that within one or two of those, to us, there is a universe that exists where the following lineup exists: James Hetfield, not Lars, Cliff Burton, Dave Mustaine, and John Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who'd be the drummer you'd put in his place? Anyone, basically. But right now, we'll just say fucking Richard Christie.
Okay.
Yeah. But you put that together and
yeah,
it's a considerably better band.
And regardless of how anyone feels about any one member of that.
Yes.
Of this supergroup.
Mm-hmm.
This damocracy, if yeah, you will.
Which wouldn't have been a suit. Which, how weird
wouldn't
is it
have
to
not,
think it wouldn't have been. It just.
It's in terms
it's
of.
It's a supergroup that formed naturally. It's the fucking Eagles of heavy metal.
The vocals would have been better across the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In every iteration.
Throwing Hetfield into backing vocal.
Fine.
With Bush nailing the lead.
Fine. And Dave doesn't have a microphone
Dave
in
doesn't
the
have
fucking
a microphone
mile
near
from
him.
His
yeah,
face.
Not in the neighborhood.
Oof,
of
what
him.
Happens
yeah,
when a guitar player, through and through,
yes,
born that way guitar
yep,
player,
guitar
is allowed
yeah,
to talk
mm-hmm,
and sing.
Yep.
And study martial arts.
Yeah.
And tell Joe Rogan how much of a badass he is.
Yeah.
Which makes me question his martial artistry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never a good idea. It always ends with Freely's comment. Or, but here's,
yeah,
here's what I will say in that whole mix. Between Metallica and Megadeth.
Yep.
One can play, okay, can Metallica play a single song? Can Metallica make it through a concert without playing a single song Dave Mustaine wrote, without pissing off the audience a little bit?
Probably not.
I mean, it'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, I would yeah, think, yeah, of course.
Could Dave Mustaine play a concert without anything written by a member of Metallica and be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be fine. Dead ass fine.
He'd be fine.
I'll really let you know who the better songwriter is. Oh, I mean, I do, and here's the thing, I will maintain from this. Looking at this album alone, I know that this is more lined up with a Black Album mm, than with Load.
Yeah.
But to me, Euthanasia, Euthanasia is definitely Reload.
Not good.
Yeah. But Countdown, which is the videos we're looking at mm-hmm, here, Countdown to Extinction, to me feels closer to Load than Black Album, because to me Rust in Peace was the pinnacle commercially in everything for Megadeth.
Oh, I agree.
And whether or not we think of it artistically, it is undeniable that for most people, Metallica's ultimate achievement is the Black Album.
Yes, yes. For,
that
yes,
is the huge. So this is their follow-up that we're looking at here.
Yeah.
Now, these songs might be cheesy and not great. None of them are bad. None of them are awful. What the fuck is this?
There's always a thing with Megadeth, and it always comes down to two things with me.
Right.
His lyrics and his voice.
Yes.
His lyrics and his voice. I mean, his lyrics are still fine. His voice is not fine.
No, it's not. No.
It's never fine.
Never.
And that always keeps you from going all in on Megadeth. Always has. And I.
And that's understandable.
And I enjoy early Megadeth in particular.
Yeah.
Killing Is My Business, Peace Sells.
When he's not, because he's sneery so much, and it feels like his voice isn't great, and he's doing a performance with his voice.
I agree, but here's the thing. It's a voice and a mind for lyrics that is not ready, frankly, to sell out.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be that. And it felt more authentic and real, and I bought into it a whole lot more in the first three albums.
Yeah.
Because it was still underground. It was still just thrashy, ugly Megadeth, right?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be. He's an ugly fucker. This music's supposed to be ugly.
Yeah.
In my hour of need, you weren't there. Ha ha, bitch. I'm like, oh, yeah. That, yes.
Yeah.
But then when he gets elevated, and to his credit, I don't think that Countdown was like Black Album, that, hey, let's make some fucking money.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I refer to Black Album as Black Album is similar to Hysteria to me in that those are producer controlled albums.
Yes.
Those are a producer coming in saying, oh, you want a bunch of fucking hits? Shut the fuck up and listen to me, and I will give you hits.
In the case of Hysteria, Mutt Lang going, no, really listen to me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you this far. Now give me both reins.
Yeah.
See? And he was right.
Yep.
But as far as sales go.
Yeah, and Bob Rock, you can totally see him in the Black Album, the way that like, oh, this is so digestible. And this, to me, the most that I could compare it to that is this is Dave's attempt at commercial
anything. But, yes, and it's songs like Psychotron.
Yeah.
Is just music. That's the thing with Megadeth. Musically, I can't find a hole.
Yeah,
And on this record. I listened to this record incessantly in high school.
Yeah,
incessantly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember washing my truck in Eagle Pass and listening over and over in my headphones.
It's a fucking solid album.
It's a solid fucking record. I like the record.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with Dave.
Uh-huh.
Even then, in my most teenagey, angsty, metalhead meanness.
Right.
That fucking Psychotron comes on. I'm like, God damn. Paragonic! Like, I'll get the fuck out of here.
It's like sitting there enjoying the fucking Use Your Illusion, and then you want to step into my world.
Oh, like, God damn. Fuck, go stop.
Fuck stop yourself.
It. It's the good friend in the bottle of pills chills that I talk about. When people go, oh, Far Beyond Driven is such a good. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Good Friends in a Bottle of Pills is on that record.
Yeah.
And if people forget about it.
Yeah.
Because you can't defend it.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, shit, he's right. Was it on fucking Cowboys from Hell? No. Was it on Vulgar Display?
No.
Fuck no. Mm-mm. But that is on Far Beyond Driven, and that is why that record is inferior to Vulgar Display.
That's why no matter what, I forget the writer's name, the guy who did, the guy who plays Mycroft in Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, I don't care how. Oh, Mark Gatiss.
Yes.
He's written some amazing stuff. He's written some great shit. He wrote The Robots of Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
And I don't know who wrote Arachnids in the UK, but Mark Gatiss needs to send him a fruit basket every single day because thank you for writing one worse.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't know that was possible.
Yeah, here we are.
But it's weird when you look at that, like, oh, I love this. Yeah, yeah, it has this on it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like Bastards. It's perfect until Don't Let Daddy Kiss Me.
Yeah.
God damn it, Lemmy.
Just every once in a while when you let the artist sort of say what he wants to say, it's...
No, don't say that.
No, he's not smart enough to be allowed to say things.
Don't. You're plenty smart, in Lemmy's case.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to hear about this.
You don't need this, yeah.
I don't. No.
You don't need this at all.
No.
Just...
So anyway, that's always been the thing with me because I know people that guys in my gym that they're all Megadeth. Well, early morning when I had those early morning open mats and have a whole playlist going, they're like, "You need Megadeth on that?" You're like, "You know I don't.
You know that I don't."
Are we gonna have this argument again? I know you're a black belt and all, and you can choke me to death, and I will die.
Uh huh.
The last words will be,
no,
I don't fucking care. And I like Megadeth. You always have to have that caveat.
Yeah.
I like them, but calm the fuck down.
Yes.
However.
However.
Revisiting these videos.
Yes.
There's one thing that's very, very fucking clear. And regardless of how absolute bananas, goofy, losing my religion-esque, dog shit, weirdness videos that Metallica put out.
Yeah.
Particularly in the Load era.
Yeah.
Whoever was doing it could make a video.
Yes.
Wayne Isham, who did, he was responsible for Symphony and Sweating Bullets.
Uh-huh.
No.
Sweating Bullets is literally the smallest amount of effort you can put into making a video without doing a single take.
Yes.
It is the smallest amount. Like, this motherfucking barely counts as a video. And also, in these videos, I have a question.
Sure.
Why does growing a goatee make Dave Mustaine's eyebrows look fake?
I don't know.
And it's a weird, because the way you reacted to that tells me you saw it too.
Oh, yeah.
When he has the goatee, his eyebrows look fake. It is a weird thing to say, but it's fucking true.
I have something about facial hair in my notes. Well, here's the most Mustaine statement I've ever heard. Quote, when I think of Countdown, I think of the live room in the Enterprise, where I started to really come into my own with the songwriting and the melody stuff, Mustaine says. All that melody was in there before, but we weren't getting any attention from anybody that wasn't a super thrash speed metal fan. With Countdown, we reached the fair weather fans that will hear something on the radio. People that are at festivals for somebody else. However, they stumble across us. I like when they discover this music and see we are a horse of many colors. This is why he can't write lyrics.
Yeah.
Or shouldn't.
Yeah.
Where is that thing about facial hair? Because it's the second most Mustaine thing I've ever heard. A horse of many colors. Okay, here we go.
You know that fucking Mustaine, Dolly Parton song?
You gotta remember. Yeah, you gotta remember.
A horse of many colors.
Yes.
That mama made for me.
You got to remember, Countdown came in at number two, so we thought, wow, this feels great. Now we started in some new direction. That's how you'll be great. You listen to people who have some credibility, and we did, and it sort of worked. We took it a while for us to sort stuff out. We got to figure it when we went off-roading, so to speak, and think we were right. We're happy. Countdown to Extinction's mainstream success, combined with changing trends in the hard rock and heavy metal of the 90s, led to several years where Megadeth found themselves somewhat adrift. Quote, it basically started after Countdown to Extinction, where the logo changed, our look changed, unquote. Mustaine told Bonfire Shows in 2016. We were supposed to start growing facial hair. And we were told, quote, take the points off your M on your logo. Get rid of your mascot and stuff. We're supposed to start growing facial hair, we're told.
They took the points off their logo?
I don't remember that. I have no idea. That's how much impact your fucking points or no points logo has on me.
Yeah,
David.
Hey, you know, they made us do something, man. Yeah.
But I mean, made you grow facial hair?
You had to grow some facial hair, man.
What are you talking about?
What in the absolute fuck are you talking about, dude? They were like, man,
you need
to grow facial hair.
Metallica boys cut their hair, and they're like, yeah, we did, fuck it. That's right.
So
no one was like, well, someone told me to. They just did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And waited for everyone to realize how fucking dumb they sounded about cutting their hair.
Yeah. Like, oh, Jesus. What the fuck are you?
We know why you did, Lars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cut's a nice word.
Sure.
So let's talk about these. Symphony. That's the one that always started Metal Mania.
Yes.
Because it had that tune-up shit at me.
Great
and
riff.
It's a, yeah, it, like, the music on it is fucking undeniable.
It smokes. Smoke. Hear me out here. After all my Dave and Metallica, Megadeth sort of, not bashing, but questioning.
Yeah.
It fucking smokes. Inner Sandman. To death.
Smokes the ass off of
to
it.
Death. To yes. death. To death. Yeah. To death. To death. To death. To death.
Yep.
You'll be playing that riff in your head for the rest of the goddamn day. You will not play Inner Sandman. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's
fan-fucking-tastic.
And then what I like about Dave's lyrics is you don't have to think about what they mean.
No, it's actually... It's more of an indictment of political discussion to know that Dave Mustaine can make something sort of relevant.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Does that make Dave smart or politics dumb? It's the latter.
It's the latter, indeed. Yeah, the earnestness of it is what sells it to me.
Let's listen.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yes. You take a mortal man. Nah.
And put him in control. We'll go up to the first chorus just so everyone has a good taste of this.
Watch him become a god. It's fucking Dune. Watch people's heads are rolling. I mean, it's basically all it is the entire conceit of Dune.
Correct.
And it's a catchy as shit melody. Like,
dance like the marionettes, swaying to the symphony of destruction.
Yeah.
It's catchy as fuck.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
But the lyrics are just fucking adorable.
It's adorable. Yeah. The video. I watched this right before I came over here.
Yeah,
actually, because I was like, "Oh fuck, are we going to do this one?" Well, I better be prepared.
Oh yeah.
So I watched this.
This is a video that we've seen. We have seen 50 times.
Absolutely, but yeah. I was on beer 15 at the time.
Oh god, yeah.
So it was just on.
Yeah,
I didn't have to like pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I did this in Foreclosure of a Dream. I watched very carefully.
Wow.
And I'll say this about it. It's the widest possible net, and I'll give this to Wayne Isham. He's like, okay, we're going to have the first shot of the Megadeth Republican and the fat guy with a cigar from the cover of Warrant's first record and the Black Priest. It was very like we're going to spread all this out, make it as balanced as possible. Yeah. So like everything they go to, everyone protesting is a Benetton ad, right? It's everybody.
I'm wagering in the planning of this, the word tableau was said so many fucking times.
Right. Oh, yes.
Oh, there was a no, we need you and you to switch places. Now it is a perfect image.
Right, right. It's like the staging behind politicians when they make speeches.
Yeah.
And whoever's in charge of that, like, oh, okay. Because that's how Iowa looks.
Yeah.
Wink! Fuck off.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Just like Jersey's not a bunch of stevedores that have been working a fucking double.
Yeah.
And they're in the back like, what the fuck am I here? Oh, yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
The fuck do you want?
Are you from Avenue U? I don't know. You know Carmine? Yeah. It's goofy.
But it is.
It's goofier in this than Foreclosure. We'll get to that.
Oh.
But it's way goofier in this. But it's so like, here comes the airplane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's
like, not wrong.
Megadeth is very good at picture book politics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember this time he MTV News had him go to like a convention?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because this is when he was inching towards his republicanism, and I think they sent him to RNC.
I think it was the other way around, where he was more like, because he's done this a couple of times.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It depends on the date. Dave does a lot of flippity flappity.
Now it's all, he's full on whatever and Jesus and what have you, which I just can't fucking wrap my head around. Yeah. The only one I have a harder time wrapping my head around is Blackie Lawless from Wasp.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I won't understand it, and I'll never fucking like it.
Yeah, the fact that it's like, so what is Blackie Lawless's aesthetic? Well, you know how my dad would decorate a house?
Yeah.
Not dissimilar.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know how your father,
yes,
Dudley Truman, yes, Campbell, would look at his, yes, house and be like,
he would say, far too much turquoise.
Yes.
But other than that, yeah, pretty much.
This design is, man, your aesthetic
is on point. He essentially lives in a county line barbecue. In my head, his bathroom has the same thing playing, you know?
He's got that.
Oh, Texas for, this is me, have some. That means, did you have some?
Junta, would you like to, Junta, come along with us? We're not kidding. There's this really, a very, I like it, barbecue restaurant here in Texas that has a comedy CD of cowboy and redneck,
right,
pronunciation
playing in the bathroom,
and it's constantly playing, but it is literally like, it literally sounds like this. You walk in the bathroom and it's like, hold on, let me see what you're doing.
Fixing to, getting ready to, me and Carlene are fixing to go to the store.
Right. It's exactly what it is.
Johnna come,
right,
that, it's
that,
it's,
means bringing me to Climax with my penis.
It's literally like just being in some weird fucking lesson, like
tourist trap weirdness.
Nobody talks in the bathroom. You're just in there, and it's this.
You're just holding your wang, listening to this guy talk about Junta. What? Jeet?
Nemo?
I'm like, what the fuck? And if it ever stops, I will fucking riot.
Oh,
in
I
that
will
riot.
Well, I'll cry.
Yeah, well, I will shoulder tackle the fucking,
yeah,
the head waiter. Yeah. Bam!
I will go out and shoulder tackle that 16-year-old girl, yeah, working at the hosted stand. Where is it?
Right. I will fuck up Rudy if he goes there to eat again. And poor fucker.
If we had done that. If
oh, my God.
If we had.
I know. It's to my eternal fucking regret.
It really
that
is.
I hadn't drank enough.
It really is, yeah.
Had okay. we, so let's say,
okay,
let's rewrite history.
Okay.
For people unfamiliar, Jim and I were there for one of Jim's birthday, yeah, dinners.
And VJ was there too.
And VJ was there too. We're not making perfect. This up.
Yeah.
Rudy, the actual football player.
Yeah, Rudy Rudiger from, right, Notre Dame.
Was down there, and our waiter was
Simpleton,
like,
from New
York. The waiter's like, that's Rudy down there. And my head immediately goes to, hey, we should go down there and say, we're a big fan. Thank you. Can you sign this? Radio.
It was so brave to have Cuba Gooding Jr. play you in that movie.
Had we, say, hit a bar before going there,
it
would have happened. And we would have gotten into a fight with Rudy.
Because it would have been one of those where I would have been doing the this stare. I'm like, I really liked how Cuba Gooding would say those silly. Do you really say those silly things?
You like that?
Oh, you like that for real?
I think you've overcome a lot, actually.
Could you say that stuff like you used to? Like,
you've really come a long way.
Really
Look at you. They're letting you use a fork and everything.
Just,
it's like, that's
it would have been so.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! That's how much esteem. It's like, I give a fuck.
Well, it was my buddy Dan and I. We got, if we hadn't gotten such a great picture with Greg Kinnear, he was drunk as shit. So we ended up at this, like, Dennis Quaid was doing not Randy Quaid. Dennis Quaid was doing a celebrity golf tournament,
yeah,
at this thing. Randy was doing one at Peter Pan Putt Putt.
Of course,
but yeah. He finished, and like, so apparently, I got some pictures with a few guys. We got some pictures with a few people, and his former NBA player just walks up, locked eyes with me with a smile on his face, like, right, hello, like, oh, I'm the only tall here.
He's
okay,
so happy.
That's what this is. All right, good. But like, I did a duck down to be in the picture with Greg Kinnear.
Right.
He had gotten hurt, so he couldn't play, and he was just in the bar all day. He was hammered when I saw him, and he's like, well, the pictures I took today, that's the best one. If he hadn't been like that, the line that we were going to say to every actor, whoever it was, get a picture, like, oh man, yeah, we loved you in Tin Cup.
Right. Absolutely.
No matter who it was, man, absolutely, you were awesome in Tin Cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything's possible when either of us have had enough to drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Well, especially
ask Lee Shipman about that.
Yeah.
I had met Lee for about an hour. And threatened to put a broken bottle to his throat if he didn't go in and talk to some girl that was eyeing him.
Yeah. Yes, that was.
I'd been drinking all afternoon.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I was at film festivaling.
Mm-hmm.
Laughed at Shane Black.
Yep.
It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
What are you? You look like a fucking slob.
What's going on with
that's
you, man?
It's in your brain, Shane.
Yeah. Yep.
That was
yep.
me.
But that he did. He called himself out on it.
Gravy stain. I'm like, all right.
He fucking called himself out on it. Like,
good.
The next year, like, I remember seeing him in the lobby, and he was dressed nice, sort of casual. When he did his first panel, he had changed into like a crisp new shirt. I was like, okay. He's like, he goes, I was kind of, you know, embarrassed at what a shithead I was. Like,
well,
good for you.
Good dude. For you.
You showed as a successful, wealthy adult, you showed introspection and corrected your behavior.
Hey, that's huge.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
Do you know how many people do that? None.
Because if I were you, I wouldn't have. Well, that's the funny part, Shane. Yeah. You see, I would have not done that. Mm. I would have covered myself in more gravy.
Yeah. I mean, sausage grease on everything.
Excuse me. John Gravy?
John Gravy. I mean,
do you want gravy on your sweater? Because you're Shane Black. Sorry about the predator. Whoops.
Oh, man.
Anyway. I have no fucking idea how we got.
I don't either. It started out.
Sober, by the way.
Yeah. Spoon feeding comedy to you. There. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's that. Blackie Lawless lives in a county lawyer.
That's right. That's it. He does.
So anyway, Dave Mustaine.
It's very simple.
Symphony is just the widest possible obvious net.
Yes.
Like,
it's not even as hyper-specific as Queensryche when they get into, like, how much money is spent on law enforcement.
Oh, God.
Fucking Empire, which is so fucking weird.
On law enforcement. Wait, is this a time when you think they should? Oh, don't worry. They're going to correct that.
Don't you worry about that
one. Oh, wow. Thanks.
Geoff.
Yeah, thanks, y'all, for this concern.
Talk about overcorrection. Fuck.
Wait, I didn't know you were going to buy a tank.
Oh, shit. Well, that was good.
Empire.
So, Foreclosure of a Dream is...
This is the thing about Foreclosure.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the director, I believe, is... John Richter?
Barely knew her.
Yeah. Nice. Richter. Texan for rectum. Jeff Richter, you know, his idea for having a chair be the through line.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah.
It's also very much the widest net, but it's the most honest net.
It is.
In a video. It's just not like... something from one of the Rage Against the Machine guys. It would be like, fuck whitey capitalism. Yeah. That's why we're million.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was very like, here are all the poor and working poor mm-hmm. getting fucked in the skull
mm-hmm.
every minute of every day forever.
Yeah.
And of all colors, mm-hmm. all strata, fucked.
Yep.
For greed.
Yep.
Which is true.
True, yes.
It's easy, but... Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It's surprisingly honest.
Yeah.
For something that normally is used as a cudgel for your position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And it's not. This is a position that everyone's, if you're not aware of,
something wrong with
you that. Want to be not aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's when all
you're actively working out. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Okay. They don't have any shoes on. It's metaphorical. Fuck you.
Yeah, you know what it's a metaphor for? An impossible task.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's a metaphor for an impossible task.
Ugh.
You can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's literally impossible, you jag.
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, damn. Wait a minute.
I can fly.
Look at me.
Yeah.
But it's one where, you see an earnestness in it.
Yes.
But it's weird because for Megadeth, it's almost subtle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I think is so weird about it. The
lyrically, it's so like, because apparently it's inspired by Ellison's family had a farm,
uh-huh.
and not one that he talked to kids on while beating off, but an actual farm that was working.
And not beating off.
And not beating off.
Yeah.
To kids.
Surprisingly small amount of beating off to kids required. Right.
Apparently just hard-working farmers that got shit on.
Yeah. Imagine that. That's it, yeah.
Reagan-era policies crushing the small man.
Yep.
I could also insert any name.
Any policy. Policies here, yeah.
Crushing the farmer.
Just those were the ones that seemed to hit the hardest.
I wouldn't have any idea of it.
No, you wouldn't at all. No.
No. Losing all of our land and declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah. No, no. You didn't see any of that.
Maybe that's why foreclosure hits me in the feels. Yeah, it did again today.
Because you knew people it happened to.
Yeah. I owned a mirror.
Yeah. Yep. I remember when that fucking happened and it was like, yeah, we're moving to Eagle Pass. And I was like, fuck it. You're what?
Why?
Why?
Why what the shit? That?
And then it was like,
are you leaving the country? Did Dad kill somebody?
This is one of those situations where it was like, if I had been like in middle school, like, well, I guess we're moving to Germany now.
Right.
Well, no, it's because what fucking work requires.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
It's too far to drive.
Yeah.
Too far to commute.
So yeah, that
even
song,
for a Campbell man.
Yeah, it's true.
It's too far to
that's
commute.
That's a
and y'all motherfuckers far. Know commuting.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And barbecues.
Yes.
See, I'm going back to county line with that.
Here we go. Yeah. Living it.
But dinner. Campbell for we'll kill your ass.
Yeah. But it is, it's that idea that everybody could believe it, because that was the era where the decline of the middle class started so hard.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was the, and by the mid-90s, we knew it. We were like, oh, fuck, this is going to be different.
While you're drinking coffee in your fucking city center, looking around going, things are pretty good.
Yeah.
No.
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 Nope.
They really aren't. They really fucking aren't.
Then a couple years
later. Are you kidding? The economy's great.
Then a couple years later, we are looking for our first apartments and are like, if I made minimum wage, how would it be physical fucking possible for me to live in this place?
You can't.
Huh.
Well, huh. Hmm.
Okay. Well. Seems like something's going wrong here. And then it kept getting more wrong.
Yeah.
And wronger and wronger. And, we didn't listen to you, Dave.
No.
But yeah, foreclosure of a dream does it. Just that the chorus going into that choppier.
Yep. Let's listen.
Let's
to
listen.
That.
Because it goes mechanical in that. It goes into a very like.
Yes. There we go.
This is the one that's closest to something off Load, except that it's got too definitive a song structure to it.
And too definitive a story.
Yeah.
Point. Look at my goatee and tell me why. Makes my eyebrows look really fake.
It does. And then.
That's good shit, pal.
Here's the one criticism that I have of this song. He could have shouted all is lost at the end.
Yes.
But he didn't.
No.
He shouts, Holocaust!
Yeah, well.
And it's so like, oh, what? It's funny because
Hope. And Kanye sits up.
Hope was barely listening, and it hit that line, and she went,
yeah. Holocaust!
And again, all is lost makes more sense
of course
that moment
it does.
Because that the theme of the fucking song is all is lost.
Yes. Yeah.
Throwing in Holocaust language, although I get it, the personal Holocaust, that is not an offensive use of it.
No, no.
It works.
No. It's accurate. It's just awkward.
Shouting the word is, especially when you could have shouted, all is lost.
Yeah, well.
Style
again,
is lost.
The guitar player was allowed to write.
It's weird. When it's the drummer, it often works out.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Don Henley.
Yeah.
Fucking Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Fucking David Grohl.
Yeah.
Ringo motherfucking Starr.
I'll say.
So what I love is whenever somebody, a friend of mine, posted, they was like, who are the wealthiest drummers of all time? I was like, and then I just listed the folks I named there, and he's like, fuck. Yeah, nobody remembers that Phil Collins. Like, yeah, they were, Don Henley was a lead singing drummer.
Yeah.
You know how fucking hard that is to be a lead singing drummer?
Well, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
If you're alive.
Well, he'll tell you.
He'll tell you.
Oh, man. But no, this, it is... It's a good song. Again, it's like there's a lot of good going on with it.
I agree. But then you, in the middle of all this, you have not a video. Well, it's a video, technically.
Yes.
But it's High Speed Dirt.
Yeah.
And this is where I came up with the idea of, I think I'll let the guitar player do this. Why?
Why?
Hey, you know, if you know us, you know, we like skydive, jump out of airplanes. So this song's about skydiving. It's called High Speed Dirt. Like, oh.
Why would you do that?
Well,
Motley Crue already perfected this song.
Yeah.
And I would recommend not letting it be more widely known that you got showed up songwriting-wise by fucking Motley Crue.
But Kickstart My Heart is...
Jesus. It's the reason I'm okay with that band existing.
It's fucking good.
It's really goddamn good. It's really goddamn
good. First time
good.
I heard that song, it was as a plane was taking off.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I literally can't have anything replace that. It's just so fucking good.
Oh! Yeah!
That's good shit.
It really is. Oh, dude. Yeah. That shit's weird, but now we get to what I will call the most unique song on this album.
Also directed by Wayne Isham.
Which I will also say, here's my complaint about this video. There is one sequence in it that said, wow, I ran out of time on this assignment, so what I'll do is just play everything I've done so far in reverse.
Yes.
And that'll fill in time. That happened. I think it was because we just ran out of money on effects. Okay, just play it backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's fine. Fuck it.
Here's what's weird about Skin of My Teeth. The verses are dumb and garbage.
Yes.
The chorus has cool music happening in it.
Yeah.
And some of the lyric in the chorus is kind of cool. All in all, it's just a ridiculous song that, though it's ridiculous, isn't awful. That's what kills me about it. Go on.
That sounds a little bit like the new Metallica release. Huh.
Oh, hold on. I fucked up my songs.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very mega deathy.
Very thrash.
Let you know what you're up. What you're up for.
I wish we'd done this earlier, but... Okay. So, this video barely counts as a video.
I agree.
I take back everything I said about previously is going about
now
to apply
about,
again.
Yeah,
I was thinking
sweating
about
bullets.
Sweating bullets, but we're going to go with Skin of My Teeth. So, this is barely a fucking video. This
correct.
Checks the minorest boxes. This was a single performance of this song at a concert that they filmed on multiple cameras and then said, fuck, we got some sped up video walking around the parking lot.
Yeah, right.
It literally is, this feels like last video off the album energy. That's
yes.
why I thought that this was Sweating Bullets.
Right.
It should have been, this has last video of. Do you remember when Poison released the video to Life Goes On?
Of course.
Yeah. That is the ultimate last video off the fucking album video where it's like, oh, you gave them one performance in front of a fucking green screen.
Yes.
Ugh. Okay. Only difference is this is a song that's good enough to be released.
Right.
Life Goes On is not.
No.
Not by a damn
no,
sight.
Like something to believe in. You're like, I
yeah.
need this.
What are you
no
doing?
One needs this.
What are you doing?
No.
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 But sweating fucking skin of my teeth.
No.
It's a solid. This very feels solid. More like old Megadeth. Yes. This is a throwback. This is the purest Megadeth song on the album.
I agree. It's it's hits and you're like, oh, okay, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And it you pretty much are throughout the rest of the album, but there are moments like Foreclosure being probably the most radio-friendly song that they've done it to this point. So was, but because of my personal experience, I can't get around it. I can't get around how much I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Skin and Teeth, a little more nebulous. I think it's about a suicide or a possible suicide of a friend. Dave claims, moving on from Skin of My Teeth, because what the fuck? The video is just there. There's two videos like that on this on this album. It's just live shit. The second one is High School Dirt. It's the most 90s thing in the world.
Yeah.
It has a bunch of negative effects on it, like a fucking Winger video. It's goofy.
So it's like some sort of weird, like, trying to sell you skates.
Yeah, it's just boring as fuck.
It's like a zine preview. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's very much more like, hey, no, we're still old crusty Megadeth. No, you're not.
No,
you're not. Older records, you had Wake Up Dead, which was like, you know, tasseled jacket notwithstanding, a lot more metal than this.
Yeah.
Felt more like we're Megadeth in a opening up for a grunge band.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not what we're paying for.
Yeah.
With this.
I'm paying for Skin of My Fucking Teeth.
Right. If you're going to do that,
boy,
well,
you nailed it.
Give me that. Then this motherfucker does Sweating Bullets, apparently about a friend of a friend who was a pain in the ass, a kind of crazy chick.
Yeah.
It's better if it feels like a sort of Axe copy San Antonio fan that should just, whatever he said, Dave, just like that, is about his friend who caught him with a gun in his mouth after he was high on heroin. He was drinking heroin, and he had a gun, but his hand turned into the gun when he was high. So that's what it should be.
It feels like this song is almost, if it hadn't come out first, I would say this was Dave trying to do Liar.
Yes.
Because it's not that far off of it. This is a video that is weird because there is, for the time that this was done, a shitload of money put into this video.
Oh, I remember.
Oh my God, the production level on this is insane, but it's very clear. Just run it backwards.
Yes.
There is a point where they do the most expensive shot in it and then just play it in reverse because we needed to fill time.
And I don't give a fuck how I was reminded of how funny that bit where Ellison pops up. Like, still funny.
Yeah.
That's still fucking funny that there's this dumbass elephant.
Jerking off.
Are you 16? I'm edging.
But here's what I will say about this song. I'm going back to what I said before. The verses, the chorus is musically at least interesting. There's at least something happening with it.
It's the worst vocal performance.
Oh God,
in Dave Mustaine's entire repertoire.
Because it is Dave. Act singing.
Oh my God. It is like an operetta.
Yeah.
He's acting,
singing. Oh, I forget it starts with a scale.
Literally. Marty just warming up and like, fuck it, roll. Just letting you know who wrote that.
Yeah.
I did that. You like that, Metallica? That was me. You like trains? My idea.
Yeah. I did that.
Yeah.
Marty is just a fucking wizard.
Beast.
Meet the real me in my misfits brief life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20, but looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Kill me, Stanya! This part music is fucking fun!
I'm in trouble for the things I haven't got to yet. I'm jumping at
again.
Play the whole fucking thing.
Oh, because there's one part that's necessary.
Sinking down to your level.
Yeah, just keep on. If this was written by a 16-year-old, it'd be too much. Two at a kicking distance. Mankind has got to know his limitations. Across the board, like the walls across the water to the nose. Bloodstains on my hands,
and I don't know where I am. Imagine if they'd done this more like Van Halen and Hot for Teacher. Like, at this point, they're all in tuxedos walking down a hallway. That would have been fantastic, because it fits the song better, I think. Then Dave's sneery shit makes sense in a little fucking white tuxedo.
Yeah.
Like him over, like Dave walking through his normal day and him like distracting and fucking with it and getting more extreme. Yeah. Then when it hits the chorus, just the band dancing in the fucking tuxedo.
Dancing with Vic Rattlehead in the tuxedo.
Oh, hell yeah.
A chorus
line. Each one
line.
With a fucking cane looking like goddamn Alice Cooper. Marty's like, yeah, so this.
Literally asleep.
Well, if Dave is your rhythm guitarist, your lead's got to be a badass.
Well, they got that covered. Great mix, too. Everything sounds
really, is.
Really clear.
Oh, now here's where we get the expensive shot going through all this. Seriously, I'm just picturing Dave having enough of a sense of humor at this time to do the fucking...
You would hope. Nope. Great fucking riff, man.
Yep.
Shooting ropes. Well, me, it's nice talking to myself.
A credit to dementia.
Someday you too will know my name. It's my black tooth grin.
Yet the walls inside my head. Won't take a day off, I'll be dead.
My icy fingers claw your back.
Here I come.
Oh my god, you're so fucking dumb. Oh.
A hell of a chorus, man.
Yeah. They made it this far.
So,
sweating bullets. Takes them for sweating bullets.
Here's my idea on how to make this video better. Approach it from the idea that Dave is the personification of his own anxiety.
Yes.
And then play with that. Literally, it is Dave trying to go through his daily life, and everywhere he turns around, hi there.
Yeah, it'd be
you
great.
Thought you got away from this?
Yeah.
And then when it hits the chorus, that is just the fucking party out of him. And then right. It gets to chorus, and all right, everything's back to normal. Oh, hello, me.
Yeah, it's I want him like going through again. His day. Like yeah. Going to the grocery store, Evil Dave pops up behind the melons.
Yeah, and it's
hello,
just,
me.
Because that's when anxiety hits.
Absolutely.
You're there, and you're suddenly like, God, I just...
Yeah.
And boom.
Middle
there
of a fucking Judas Priest concert.
Yeah,
you have to run to the bathroom because you're having a panic attack.
Yeah, exactly. That
happens
oh,
to the best of us.
It happens. And just imagine you've got that, you know, there in the grocery store, and then all of a sudden
yeah.
He's fucking
it's
stomping
happened.
On the fruit in
yes.
Front of you.
That'd be great.
Yeah. That's,
talking to his girlfriend or, you know, getting his car washed or whatever.
Exactly.
Picking
and
up the laundry.
It, like, let this song be the embodiment of intrusive thought.
Right. No. Can't afford that.
Yeah, no.
We're gonna spend all this money
idea.
On this weirdness.
Yeah, literally, we could do a thing where we have Dave walk around, and then, hey, Dave, you get to break a bunch of shit and act like a maniac in public. Okay.
I'll tell you what you get to do. You get to do your best Dio impression as far as hand motions go.
Yes.
Because he is...
Oh, he is...
If you're deaf, don't worry.
Yeah.
Mustaine's got your back.
He really does.
My icy fingers, here are my fingers. Uh-huh. My palms are sweaty, here I'm sweating. If I'm going to be dead, I'm going to put both hands across my throat.
Yep.
If I'm going to chomp at the bed, I'm chewing on my hand. It's like, which is also, I think you just insulted me in Italian. I don't know what you're doing.
Every gesture is an insult in Italian.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah.
But I'm, fuck you, Dave.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck you. Just like you did on my Thanksgiving.
But there is so much that is... This is, I think, comparable to Load because this is where you're seeing the playing to the audience, or at least what they think is this is them chasing a crowd.
It's just as goofy, if not goofier, that it's on the same level of goofy as all that. I drink too much and I'm mean to people. Here's some Hieronymus Bosch
from
Until It Sleeps. It's just fucking goofy. It's just a higher production value.
Yes.
Or at least a more...
Coherent.
It's more interesting.
Yeah.
It's a more interesting music video
I think
to watch
all
than
of
this.
What Megadeth does with this shit is it's musically better.
Yes.
Without question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There is...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm seeing them all... But I'm also seeing with this... There is some experimentation with style and form and all of that. And it doesn't feel like they're doing it at the expense of themselves. Like Dave is sort of like the Jello Biafra of of metal, where it's like, no, this is, I'm going to do it the way I want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Period. I don't give a shit about anything else. I'm doing it this way.
Dave's problem has always been sort of...
Dave.
Well, he's so reactive to what Metallica has done.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That to the point, I believe the story is true, that he's talking to either Lars or James or somebody in Metallica later on, and they say, well, the problem is, Dave, you never take any risks. Uh-huh. And then he makes the album Risk, which is terrible. I mean, angry again, I'm not angry at.
Yeah.
But it is very like, well, that sounds like Dave rejoined Metallica on Load. Yep. Of all of them.
Yeah.
That particular record is, it's his Load.
Yeah.
Or it's just actually his Reload. Or his fucking Garage Days Revisited or whatever. It's just not good.
Yeah.
Because.
It's his stanger.
He is trying, like he does on this record, but a lot of that things that you attribute to Metallica, he did. That dual guitar sound that is just. Iconically Metallica, iconically Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, yeah. That was Dave saying,
even that
hey man, Thin Lizzy's really awesome.
Yeah, even some of the riffs of, you know, the pedal guitar breakdown, playing in unison for a breakdown, like one, like, nah, me, even though I didn't write one.
Yeah,
there. But I showed him how to do that.
Yeah.
Which is true. It's, I mean, now that we're in an era where Metallica just dropped a fucking single out of the blue, because they can.
Yeah.
With have you heard it?
No.
New one's called Lux Eterna.
Okay.
Sounds a lot like Diamond Head. Sounds a lot like some of the riffs I just heard.
Right.
Okay. Because again, here we are.
Yeah.
Metallica is, who are we?
Yeah. What are we doing?
What are we doing? 72 Dave, seasons.
Dave,
I can't think of a less metal record sounding name.
Yeah.
Even for Metallica.
Dave has always known who Dave is.
Yes.
For better or worse.
Yes.
It's not always a good thing. It's not always a good thing. If you're an asshole, it's not great that you are embracing that, no matter how much the popular media might want you to think, hey man, I'm just an ass. No, it's not okay.
No, it's not.
It's not. Stop.
It's just so... we're just... It's just one side of the... Or just this side of... the acceptable side of the ponytailed guy in the super clean Vans talking about Babylon AD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
One of those. It's just this side of it, of I'm smarter and better at this than you are.
Uh-huh.
Undeniably so, David.
Yes.
I can't do any things that you can do at all.
Not in the slightest.
However,
I
can sing better than you.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking fact.
Yeah.
Because everyone can. Because
everyone can. You're not very good
at Jim. Can sing better than you.
And I don't sing.
See?
I don't sing.
There you have it.
Jim's like,
I've
is
heard
there
him
a way
drunk
I...
off his ass singing Irish songs, and I would prefer him heading Megadeth vocally over you.
Sorry. I can't sing. I can hold a tune when I need to, but I don't want to.
Your voice is a goddamn cheese grater on my ears. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's no way around
it. I can't get past it. It's not Geddy Lee levels, in your defense. Yeah.
No.
I love Rush music.
I have never been a singer.
But Geddy Lee, his voice makes me want to fucking die. It always has. It always will. I don't give a fuck how good Neil Peart is. And there's no denying they are all musically geniuses.
Yes, yes.
Except
that voice.
He can't sing.
Nope.
In a way that I enjoy. Okay? How about John Bush joins Rush?
Yes.
How about this?
Yeah.
If you can't sing, what the fuck?
Don't sing.
Hire John Bush.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't sing, so I don't.
Hire John Bush. Yeah.
There's a reason I don't. I was able to pull it off in Little Shop because
there
I was singing in character.
Fine. And that it was better than Dave.
Yeah. I can hit notes and shit. Dave's so whiny.
It's so... I don't know. That's why I say it's not a voice meant for, hey, we're going to make a lot of money. He was stone fucking sober, he says, recording Countdown. And then on tour, it just went fucking left.
Yeah.
Right.
I can imagine that.
I'm drinking heroin. You know, just bananas.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like Dimebag level drinking. However, the Black Tooth Grin became a drink for Pantera, for Dime in particular. And it's, in case you don't know what that is, it's reverse Jack and Coke. It's a glass full of Jack Daniels with a splash of Coke. Yeah. Dime liked to drink.
Yes,
God
he did.
God bless him.
Yes, he did.
To the point when he got a tattoo of it and showed Dave, hey, I've got a Black Tooth Grin. David's like, what? The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You crazy little man.
Here's the thing. He liked to drink. He had a little bit more control over it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever was an addict because he had too solid a fucking background.
He may have been.
Yeah.
But Dime was so goddamn jolly.
Oh, yeah.
That you didn't know it was a problem.
The thing I loved about Dime, my favorite Dime picture is the one of him as like a 15-year-old sitting there with a guitar he just won and his parents.
Yes.
Because like, yeah, that's a dude who came up all right. That's a guy who just, he's got that Dolores Rhodes action behind him.
Yes,
so,
yes.
All right.
Absolutely. Just a joy.
Yeah. I had a friend who worked at a bar that Vinnie Paul used to frequent in Dallas. And she was like, I had not seen him in like 8 or 9 years. And I ran into him in Vegas. My name immediately wasn't like, oh my god, darling, how you doing, Dita? Come, like, boom, immediately knew her name and come on, you're gonna hang out with me tonight. Like, fuck yeah, Vinny.
Those Abbott brothers just seem like good shits.
They're good, they're just Dallas boys, you know, like,
very good, very good.
Dave,
friendly, like, fun drunks.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave seems
so
like
much...
that's why he got kicked out of Metallica. It wasn't his drinking, he turned into a fucking dick,
yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
If James Hetfield said, enough of you being a dick when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You were a dick.
Because that was everybody across the board. It's like you had three guys who got drunk and were fun and having a good time. Yeah. And one guy who just, it was what happened with the dude from the original guitarist from Def Leppard.
Yes.
He'd start drinking and suddenly he was 11 feet tall, bulletproof and invisible. It was the exact description that they used of him.
Right.
And with Dave, it was like, it was like he was 11 feet tall, bulletproof, invisible, and drunk.
Yeah. And just a fucking... everyone has that friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That shouldn't drink at all.
Yes. Yep.
I've got a couple. One that's no longer a friend of mine for many reasons, but that is one of them.
Yeah.
Beer three, whatever happens to their system, I don't know. Maybe it's an allergy. I don't know what the fuck it is. They turn into someone else.
Yeah.
And you can't control them. They become your burden.
Yeah.
And your evening is fucked.
Because you got to deal with this.
Now I got to babysit this man child.
Yeah.
Because he can't handle his shit. Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Do something else.
Like, when I talked to my students about it with drinking, I was like, So the way I remember it is Adam Carolla talked about this guy. We'll just say Jerry.
Okay.
Because it's the easiest name to throw into these. He said, we used to have DTJ parties. Don't tell Jerry.
Right. Yes.
Like,
yes.
There are, if you don't know about this, it might have been you at some point.
Yeah.
But there are folks where it's like, okay, is that guy's going to be there?
Yeah. We my group of friends had double secret nights at Lucy's. It was like a rando, like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'd go to the top level at Lucy's. Surf bar.
Yeah.
That, not Lucy's.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clear.
Right.
And, yeah, don't tell them.
Yeah, don't let this individual know.
And that's what we did.
Yeah, and that's the thing where when adults start telling kids that, like, no, there are folks who get drunk and you don't want to be around them.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Now imagine trying to tour with this person.
Yes, yeah. Run a fucking band with that guy.
Fuck.
Yeah. And that shit where you look at it, yet, Dave, your upbringing was fucked.
Yes.
Clearly. You were fucked before. You had very little chance of being anything more normal than you are now. You deserve some level of credit for turning out as well as you
absolutely.
Did. However, that young version of you, that worst version of you, was really the fucking worst version of you, bro.
Yeah, man. That's why you're gone. And I know it's smart because you got kicked out of the biggest band in the fucking world now.
That you've helped. It's like...
And that you laid the foundation for. You weren't just in the band.
Yeah.
You created that sound along with the other guys.
And when it's like there's a movie called Killing Bono where a guy who was in a rival band to you two and they were younger, years later, when his brother's talking to Bono, he's like, well, yeah, we asked your brother if you wanted to join the band as the other guitarist and he just said, no, you couldn't. And the dude was like, wait, what the fuck did you just say? Wait.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that I could have been, before you guys got big, the rhythm guitarist in U2?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's not an easy one to bounce back from.
No. And
with Dave, it's one where you didn't really have anyone to blame but yourself.
That's what smarts.
Yeah.
That is what kills them, in my opinion. You know, I don't know. But from everything that I hear, every statement, every interview, if it comes down to that, it always comes down to, fuck.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yep.
Otherwise, if it's anyone else's fault,
percentage-wise
greater than yours, you can just say, well, fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck those
guys. At a certain age, you come around and go, oh, fuck off.
Yeah. This one, though, was, that was...
Like Newstead. Newstead's not like... Oh, I did it. No, Newstead's like, I can't do this anymore. We have a fucking therapist here.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
I'd rather just play music that I gave a shit about and not tour at all or not anywhere a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the success of Metallica. I'm fucking good.
Yeah.
And you don't hear Jason going, you know, because it wasn't his fault.
No.
They changed too much for him to stand and he left.
Yep.
He walked away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Props.
And has no fucking regrets for having done it at all, because they never really accepted him in that band.
I mean, well, on the outside. They worked together for a long fucking time.
They did,
I'm sure that it all worked out eventually.
They had a gelling on it, but it just...
But early on,
that
was some straight-up hazing that went on.
Yeah.
You're on the record somewhere. Can't find you.
Yeah, but you're...
But you're there.
You're there,
right? So... Whatever. I mean, and he made a shit ton of money with them.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. If they hadn't made money until he left, I imagine he'd be pretty pissed off.
He's one of those where it's like, I've made enough playing fucking bass to be not only set for life, but I can make a phone call and I'm in Ozzy's band.
Oh, yeah.
I can make a phone call and I'm... There is no band that I can't just join tomorrow.
Right.
Maybe Alice Cooper, because he's too loyal to his folks. He's just going to drop somebody. But...
Unless things are really sideways, I get the notion, and maybe this is to Jason's credit of keeping the cards close to his chest. But I get the feeling that if Trujillo, for whatever reason, decided to hang it up, Jason could probably come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And be fine. You know, that fucking St. Anger stuff is nowhere on the set at all.
Oh, no.
They're not playing a fucking note of it ever.
Nope.
So,
nope.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're just going to...
We're better now.
That shit didn't happen.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And there you go. I mean, look. Megadeth's done a lot of things that I'm not a huge
fan
of.
Not a huge fan of, right.
They ain't made a Saint Anger.
Yeah, they haven't.
So.
So, you know.
You've got that, David.
Yeah.
You've got that, dude.
No matter what you'll do, you've never done that shit.
You have never said frantic, tick, 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 tock. Never. And I'll make fun of that goddamn Sweating Bullet song till here till kingdom come. And it's not even in the neighborhood of how stupid that fucking song is. I threw a Metallica record out the window of my moving truck. I have not thrown a Megadeth record.
You know why you did that? Carpe diem, baby.
Oh. God damn it. Invisible kid, didn't know what he did. Fuck off. Good God. What is happening?
Oh my God.
Never with Megadeth. I just turn the fucker off. Like, that's not for me. Not actively angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Risk is a shitty album. In my opinion,
yes.
That's not the best. But I don't go, I don't bristle.
You don't react like a bad guy in a Darman video.
Correct.
Why are her shoes dirty?
Exactly.
What's up, Darfam? Those guys' videos are my favorite fucking thing in the world. A guy did a thing behind him that comments on a bunch of found out you do those videos in exchange for $80 and no credit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna be typecast as the other woman in the Darman videos.
Train of consequences! Choo choo!
Oh man. Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Again.
Here I come again.
Oh, see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.